Blog Talk Radio.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
Hello, good day. This is Dr. Shirley Canis, and today is Sunday, April 25th, and it's 2:31. Technically, the show's ended at 2, but we allow ourselves some extra time and get at least a good hour of broadcasting in. And it's for some of us, we've all been on vacation for a week because either you had children or you work in an industry where you are a school teacher or a bus driver. And, you know, of course, the little ones were home, and some of the older ones were also home because they just simply were on vacation. And, of course, it doesn't end at, you know, vacation actually, you know, is actually like if you don't have anywhere to go, it's more like it still turns into another kind of work. You know, some of us do spring cleaning, maybe there's home inspections like we've had. And so, you know, of course, the energy that we would use normally for work turns into house cleaning energy. So, I would like to say that we are, you know, we did complete our spring cleaning, but of course I am a detailed oriented person, so I get a lot more peace when everything is decluttered. So we're still, you know, there's still a couple of things that are decluttered. Everything's dusted, but you know, I'm just gonna kind of put that on the side right now, and just open up this place, this radio show. And devote it all to the Lord, and we're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to come in a very powerful way, in a way that He hasn't come before. And the Holy Spirit, just come, bring Your presence, bring Your power, and bring Your glory. And we surrender everything to You today, everything that, you know, can preoccupy our mind, anything that can stand in the way of receiving Your presence in fullness, the presence, especially the presence that's designated for this time in our lives, this day, this new day in the Lord, the Lord's day. And so I just want to say hi to all of my friends on Facebook, especially the Farmville friends. Just found out during outreach yesterday that we had some closet Farmville people, you know, that love the game. It's from anybody that's ever played Farmville. I found out from my friend. We do outreach with, I guess it's the game that's won, like the number one, like, game. It's like the number one game, won an award, all from, you know, all over the world, and many people from all over the world play it. And it's just not just a game; it goes beyond just having fun, but has aspects of building community, global peace through everyone being open and empathetic to causes, social causes that actually can, you know, that are actually been detrimental to people's lives, affected countries and everything. And when people get together in this game and they donate even funds so that the, you know, they can still continue to play the game. It goes beyond, you know, just the game. It helps other people. Some of the causes were causes that helped Haiti before and after the earthquake. And also, I believe that there were some other causes that helped out Africa, and I guess China now is growing, you know, this forbidden rice and whatever is going to help with them. You know, it's just amazing what God is doing, and through this wonderful game, and hopefully it will continue. We'll definitely be praying for the founders. And I think that there's a lot of Christians that are actually playing this game. I have all this on my, you know, under my friends. I have like over 50 people, and they're really serious farmers. I mean, some of them, I'm level 46, you start from level 1, and I didn't realize it goes beyond 50. Some people are at level 70, so can you imagine, you know, I mean, you actually grow things, and there's animals, you know, and it's going to be happen. What's going to happen, too, is that there's going to be farmers market come in, and I believe also with this project that you work, you know, that you want to do, you know, to help grow other people's produce, there's actual projects that last for a couple of days, and you know, that you work on with other people. And, you know, in Farmville, I just think that, like, this is so awesome because that's how it should be, you know. Hopefully this game would also help finance people's farms. Wouldn't that be great? You know, help grow crops and provide the funds for that. Oh, boy, could you do this for your people? That'd be awesome. Well, anyways, we're here today, and we're only going to be here for now, well, an hour and 20 minutes, and we're going to go into another show, and it will be a separate show, but we'll probably have a 10-minute break, and then we're going to talk about the Chernobyl Children's Project, and we will have activist Debbie Kruse back on there, and we will be interviewing Sherry Douglas, who is the Board of Director of the Chernobyl Children's International Project here in America. Although it's international, there's people all over that, all over the world that are part of the Board of Directors. She is the United States dignitary that we will be interviewing. But anyways, the theme of this particular show in the 2 o'clock segment, in the 2 o'clock hour, here on WSCIRO Blog Talk Radio is going to be regarding addressing an issue that many believers especially go through from time to time. You know, we receive Jesus, it doesn't mean that we stop with the, you know, we stop the inner work and the inner transformation, the ministry and inner transformation in our inner man. It's always going on all the time. And, you know, we all have different temperaments. We all have different levels of character maturation. And the Holy Spirit, once we receive him, works with us because he, you know, it's always his desire as the Spirit of the Lord draws us through the Holy Spirit, draws us closer to the heart of the Father. You know, the Holy Spirit helps us, you know, get out of the way. He takes our baggage. And for many people, it seems like, you know, we're living this fatherless generation where our own earthly fathers, you know, for some reason were not, you know, there for us in many ways. And so what happens is it leaves deficits in our character. And the fruit of that is that many people feel abandoned, they feel overlooked, they feel neglected. And so we can talk about that today. Probably not the best thing to talk about, but I think what happens is that instead of just talking about the subject, I'm going to bring to you my experience. The Lord had put his divine finger, his divine imprint on my heart, probably even before the conference. We're going to talk about the Under the Green Tree, which happened, this time last week. It was a 4-day conference, and it was a conference that took place at the Metro Westbridge Church on 7th Strathmore Road in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's one of the bridge churches that was founded by John Paul Jackson, founder of Streams Ministry and the Bridge Association. And he had ordained John Thomas about 10 years ago to run, to be one of the people that would carry on the work while the Lord called him to do other things. And so, we've always been meaning to go to that church, but it seemed like whenever the conferences came up, we never had the money. And we just never, it wasn't the right time. But we'd always, you know, people would always give us a good report about how the power of the Lord moved through that church. And, you know, you should go one day, and we're like, no, we're trying, we just can't get out of this other thing that we're in. So, but the Lord allowed us to, through Facebook, I really believe, this is why Facebook is so good for Christian ministries, because, you know, we're 6 degrees of separation. It functions on that principle. And any, you know, people within 6 degrees of knowing each other, they may not know the immediate person, but they may know somebody that knows you and knows someone else. And so, you know, on the request page, whenever there's an event, and everybody's each other's friend, eventually the word gets out that something is happening. And that's how we found out what was happening way in advance. So God is awesome. He's doing something wonderful through social media networking. For those who, you know, responsibly use this gift, I mean, there are other people that are callous with it, and instead of glorifying God, they glorify the devil in some of their attitudes that are not Christ-like. But, you know, God is still God, and he is still in the job of purification. And this is exactly what I went through this week. I was going through some kind of discouragement. And usually when that happens, I don't produce the shows that I want to, you know, because the Lord's having my attention. He has my attention. Is my undivided attention, because, you know, I don't feel like the Holy Spirit, I know he's there, but I don't feel the anointing to go on periodically like I would like. You know, when he wants to deal with me on something, it's usually because he's dealing with the body of Christ, and I found that to be the case so many times. And so I have to go along with it. You know, I always thought it was just me, that he was just picking on me. But then when he let me know through other circumstances that I faced, you know, with other individuals after he had worked in my heart, I began to see the pattern. You know, some of us are forerunners of major ministries that, you know, bring people into joy, bring people into a greater place, in the glory. And some of us are just like forerunners in the area of ministry of helps and healing, working with those that suffer, walk, you know, being used as an instrument to help others work and walk through their suffering. It's another kind of ministry, another kind of being on the forefront. But when people, you know, that's why the Lord calls us to an intimate relationship with Him. He wants to bring us into all truth, and not only to all external truth, the truth about the Word, but the truth about ourselves, truth about who and how He made us, okay? We need to know who we are. And as Kim Clement says in his Divine, you know, Destiny class that I'm taking online, and I suggest you all go to KimClementSchool.org and see what he has for you in the School of the Prophets. He started out with the prophetic perceptions and then prophetic revelations, and now we're into prophetic destiny. And God has been just doing a work through those classes and been able to see in a greater way what God was doing in my life and how He would use that to bless others as well. So it's all about Him. It's all about how He's calling us to Himself, and He's calling us to become more like Him. But we've got to, you know, really trust in Him and how He is growing us, you know, and how much He loves us in that process. And so, anyways, He was dealing with me in the area of always being overlooked, even before this conference. But before we go into this, I just want to introduce to you my husband. My husband is here, and he's Dr. Jeff Canis, and I invited him to come on to the show today. I was going to do it by myself, but I invited him because he is a witness to what I'm about ready to tell you and give witness to the work of the Lord at this conference. But I just want Jeff to say hi, Dr. Jeff Kenneth to say hi. And he's going to just offer a prayer, because as we minister and offer a testimony as to the power of the Lord operating in our life through His divine touch, people do get healed because it's something you can relate to it, you know. And so we're going to talk about that. And here he is. Here's Dr. Jeff Canis.
Hello, folks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to reach out to the world. Thank you to those who are listening, Lord. And I ask, Father, that in Jesus' name, you meet every need of every listener who shall hear this, whether they hear it live or as from the audio archives. Lord, we just ask that your anointing be on this show and your power and glory manifest to your people as we give testimonial to your work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jeff, dear. Thank you. Well, I'm just going to start with, you know, have you ever been in a situation where, you know, you've been overlooked or you felt like you've been overlooked? You know, and it's not the most popular question because automatically we would think, and others would, we would think others would think, and maybe this is true, maybe it's not for some of you and for myself, that, you know, if we get hung up on that question, we're just very self-centered and, you know, it's not... In this world where people are more like independent thinkers, and you know, especially in America here, where everybody's entitled to their own opinions, that's you know what the Fifth Amendment is all about for free speech. You know, it seems like it's either like a taboo for you know people not to comment on those opinions, or you know, just let the opinions hang in the air and, you know, but nobody react or, you know, like we're supposed to be robots. We're not, we don't have emotions, you know, we're not supposed to be sensitive. But, you know, the reality is if you're a human being with a heart, you know, you are very sensitive and you are going to be affected by the words of people's mouths. Says that in James 3, that we can pave the way to eternal life or to eternal damnation through the words of our mouth. And, the reason why that is that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and the heart is a wellspring of life. So, you know, when the human heart is hurting, the wellspring of life is going to be polluted. It's going to be stagnated, and, you know, and the river of the Lord is not going to flow in power and glory like it has been destined to. Okay? So, you know, but all is not lost. We have the Holy Spirit. He will bring us into that truth. And the Spirit of Truth, He will walk with us if we just trust Him. And so, you know, in this trust walk, in this love walk with the Lord, this is a season in my life that He was dealing with, feeling overlooked. And I thought that I had gone through every, you know, because I got through every healing service, because I've gone through very powerful deliverances on every level, I thought I just arrived, and you know, I'm Dr. Shirley now, and I understand people because the Lord is, you know, giving me a gift of understanding, and I no longer suffer from that anymore. Wrong, bingo, you know. And what the Lord will do is He will give us tests, you know, in the desert, in the dark night of spirit. Sometimes I think the dark night is so dark night of spirit kind of sometimes go hand in hand, you know. But anyways, and He might use conferences most of the time to bring it to the surface. But things are already surfacing because, you know, in the milieu of my, you know, workplace, you know, that I work, my secular job that I work at, and just everyday interactions with fellow human beings, either in the form, you know, form of my family or people outside of myself that have such a significant role to play in my life, what happens is that there are certain things that are working behind the scenes that, you know, through expressions, through verbal expressions, through innuendos, through circumstances that maybe reminded you of when you were younger, you know, they kind of like trigger you. To reaction, either external reaction or internal reaction. Of course, being dignified as Dr. Shirley, I don't like to have a public, you know, outright. And I just assumed, just, you know, climb, you know, go into a corner or climb under a rock, you know, to have my dialogue with the Lord, you know. But sometimes situations like conferences and, you know, other people, they don't let you do that as much. So, you know, you have to deal with it with the Lord, with the people, right? So that's where I was, okay? You know, and so I knew something was happening because I knew that this conference was powerful. Again, it was called Under the Green Tree, all right? And because things in my life, you know, my emotional stability, my response internally, and I was just like being rubbed the wrong way, and I'm like, what is going on? I really want to go to this conference, and I said, I'm not going to be myself, you know, and I'm not going to enjoy it as much. I'm going, you know, all these people are just throwing stuff at me, you know, expecting me not to react, and, you know, and why should I react? I mean, they did this before, and I didn't react before, but why, what's so different now, you know? You know, and I came away from all those circumstances, situations, going into the conference, already feeling like no matter what I do, nobody appreciates me, I'm being overlooked, and why are they favoring that person over me? I know some of you people, you know, you listen to people in the listening audience are understanding now. You're like, yeah, that happens to me, you know, and things like that. But, you know, you feel sometimes, all right, you got to reason it away, or you got to swallow it and, you know, go on with your life. But, you know, when you're a child of God, you know, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to give it to the Lord as it comes up. So it just came up, and I kept coming up again and again and again until my fuse was, like, about ready to blow. So, you know, I could feel the steam coming out of my ears, my nose, my eyes, but several times it wasn't the smoke of his presence. It was my steam. So I'm like, oh, something's going on. And, you know, anyways, so, you know, we come to the conference, and even then, you know, there were some days that we didn't show up because we had these conflicts, these inner conflicts, conflicts with the job, conflicts, you know, just surprises, you know, when they weren't supposed to be. So we knew we were being attacked. We knew we were being distracted. But we went anyways and, you know, got into the worship. And then the leaders were talking about their experiences. Lauren Santra was talking about how so many times he felt overlooked. He felt like whenever there was a word given, and he knew that a particular speaker would have a word for him, and somebody else got it, you know, it did something to him. And, you know, he began to talk about how he had that divine setup from when he was younger. And we all have these divine setups, okay? They're meant for a purpose, and the purpose is always to give glory to God, but it doesn't always feel like it. And I just get this sense that as I'm talking that the Lord wants to really raise up prayer warriors in ministers to, you know, that have that heart to really walk with in discipleship with others in that realm, where, you know, in that emotional muck that people, that believers have to struggle with day in and out, because he wants people delivered once and for all, so it doesn't interfere with what he wants to do in this new season of ministry. So for some reason, every time that a conference came into this New England area with the Bridge Church or Streams Ministry, my husband and I would always be late, and, you know, we heard that John Paul Jackson really gets, you know, words for people. And, you know, there was a time where we were so, I really believe, and I thought at that time, we've arrived, we're mature, we're, you know, we're functioning in the gift of the prophet, the teacher, and you know, we're above and beyond, you know, reacting when people should have words we think, you know, in our own imagination. And they have somebody else that sounds like it should be for ourselves, and then we get upset that we're just not going to come back anymore. You know, and everybody's gone through this, you know. And so this week, and that, this past weekend, that was I really desperately needed a word, and I knew, I said, either it's going to be a breakthrough, I'm going to get a word directly from heaven, from between, you know, right, dropped right into my spirit. I was waiting for all that. And then, you know, of course, I would think, well, maybe the Lord is going to use these leaders. I'm like, you know, I shouldn't really rely on this because, you know, it's not the leaders really per se. They're just the instrument bringing the message. It's more like what God is doing and things like that. And but, of course, you know, leaders, some leaders like to pick certain people, but usually it's for 10. Sometimes they don't say until afterwards, or it's for everybody in the room. And that's where, you know, I just had a hard time thinking, well, you know, so leader so-and-so should have said this before they, I was like getting in the critical spirit moment, and I thought, oh, this is so bad. I'm like at this conference, and I'm like thinking of like, I'm already like correcting him in my mind. And, you know, I had to lay that one aside, you know, and the Lord just said, just receive. So after the conference, and that particular evening, I just, my husband and I, we decided to get a hotel room. And we decided we're going to pray for the rest of this conference because I felt leaving that particular session, I felt like a wound's been exposed. Why do I feel wounded? And then I'm thinking, this wound is multiplied. Nobody did anything to me, but why? Why am I feeling this low, this wound? And then the Lord said, I want you to pray. I want you to pray for the body. This is how many of my people are feeling. I said, okay. And then after, and then he would, you know, then I put a fleece out there. I'm like, Lord, and I didn't even qualify it. I didn't say John Paul. I didn't say John Thomas. I didn't know the schedule. I'm like, Lord, if you're raising John to, you know, minister to me, you know, so I know, you know, that I'm hearing clearly and, you know, just that extra lift, you know, to know I'm going in the right direction. I would definitely like that, but if it's because I'm being selfish for myself and I'm not being loving, Lord, you know, I'm putting the fleece before you, you know. I'm just putting that fleece out. So. And then the Lord, after that, and I mentioned this to my husband, and he's smiling right now, said, the Lord told me he's going to get me good. And I'm like, yes, Lord, you can get me, but be nice, be gentle. And I just like, I'm like, I don't know what this means. But, you know, though I began to pray during that time, you know, where my husband and I were just soaking in the Lord's presence in the whole room. I began to cry out for the people and how they should really cry after the Lord, you know, for, you know, the word directly from heaven, and that, you know, they shouldn't put this pressure on the leaders per se, and the leaders shouldn't have to feel pressure to get these individual words. But you know, if definitely they're from the Lord, that's the way that it should be. That's the way it should go. But my whole thing is, you know, giving people words like, you know, like on the side, not like in a group of people, because somebody's always bound to feel rejected or something. And I really believe that this is like something God wants to work out in the body of Christ. I got a confirmation of that. I'll go back to my story, but this is a side note. I got a confirmation from Kim Coleman, you know, from the beginning of the broadcast of the show, that I'm taking prophetic destiny. Because I really believe, you know, no matter how much we are in the public eye through internet radio, internet television, or walking down the street, We still need to learn, you know, what the Holy Spirit's doing. And he does raise up teachers, and we have to remain teachable. And, you know, we have to also remain open as to, you know, where the Holy Spirit's pointing us to get these teachings. It could be directly from heaven, or it could be, you know, he would raise up powerful people like him, like John Paul Jackson, John Thomas, and other people in the body of Christ that have been called to you know, teach people about the things of the kingdom and how to advance the kingdom of God here on the earth. And so, you know, so this particular Sunday, which is today, actually last night, you ministered in the tent about people who have been feeling rejected and overlooked, and he had somebody or that a 15-year-old young lady who, you know, had written into the ministry, and he flew her out, and they talked about exactly how I was feeling and what I prayed, you know. And the Lord said many people feel overlooked, and it's the whole issue with this particular generation, this particular century. They feel overlooked by the by the parents that had reared them, or by people that were supposed to be their parents, that they, even if they were adopted, or they just felt like neglected on some level, and something didn't get fulfilled, and they didn't get that blessing of going into that blessing of sonship or daughtership like they should have. And so, how can one experience that, from the Lord, because we can't recognize it. But yet we know that we have the destiny, we have fulfillment, so we're always walking around with this vacuum, this void. I used to have a friend of mine who used to pray this all the time. Lord, just fill the void in Shirley's heart. I'm like, I don't want the void. I hate the void. I'm not a vacuum. I'm a person of the equipment. That used to always go off in my mind whenever she prayed that. The void. I don't want the void. The void is dark. I hate this void. But anyway, I want to rescue myself and other people from the void. That's how I responded to that prayer. And so, over the years, the Lord began to show me what the void was. And so when people can name what the void is, when the Lord can name it and convince you it's a void, you better go along with it, because if you don't, it's going to continue to be there to nip you, to nip you. So anyways, and one of the things that this girl said yesterday that was so right on in the spirit is that people want to feel useful. They want to feel included. And there's other people that don't want people to feel included because of their own hurt. So, for the ones that have been abandoned and neglected through abuse and different things like that, being neglected is a certain kind of abuse. Being undervalued, being overlooked, cast aside, cast out for various reasons. And people feel that brick wall going up. She was saying that how God had given her a dream that she was taking everybody's walls down, and all her friends in her generation. And she was very, very, she had a very strong heart of compassion. But that, that God has many things for people to do. And, what happens is that, the people that feel rejected and don't feel included, they know that they have a destiny, and in that the attitudes of others are, it's not like they're, kept in the dark. They know that they're supposed to go forward, and they also have a knowing that people are keeping them from going forward and preventing them from going forward. So the frustration is, how do you go forward? And so what happens sometimes, suicide creeps in, because there's a frustration. That's the void, and there's the vacuum. And so what happens, suicidal thoughts come in there. Well, if I wasn't alive, then, I wouldn't have this problem, So that's what happens, when that destiny gets frustrated by something external, by other people's attitudes, by the people groups that feel that they should be the only ones to have a destiny, or, the only ones to go forward, and things like that. This is such a universal cry right now in the body of Christ, and it's the thing that causes wars, internal wars and external wars, and it's the very heart of spiritual warfare, because the being that's playing this card is the enemy. He's playing that card of trying to frustrate people's plans and destiny and the Holy Spirit. But that's why we all have to put out trust, complete trust and faith in the Lord, to know that no matter who is being used by the enemy as an obstacle, that, you know, he, the Holy Spirit will bring us into all truth about who we are and ourselves, and he will work through our circumstances and situations. So, you know, the Lord had to convince me that night when I was on my knees, and, you know, really cried out that people would place in a greater way their trust in the Lord. I felt the Lord's heart crying out too that night. Like he was crying out for people to not do this themselves, to not do this to the relationship with him. That alone, you know, frustrates the relationship between us and him. You know, on the other hand, we're getting frustrated between, you know, because we're feeling that our call has been hindered, you know, by others, by the opinions of others, opinions of men, and things like that. And that frustration is actually the Lord's frustration for us. And here we are taking it upon ourselves, you know, thinking that, you know, it's us and man, but it's actually a frustration the Lord shares from his heart of because his people are trusting in, you know, receiving opinions and advancement from men and leaders, and we must not allow, you know, ourselves to get to that place. Although promotion does begin with man, it begins with God, but man's God's favor upon man, working through man. But sometimes when you're in a situation, you're going to get that favor from God directly because there's nobody around that's capable of opening themselves up to God to get that favor, to promote others, to encourage others. So there needs to be a balance in the body of Christ. The Lord is saying the gift of encouragement coming forward, but, you know, not to play favoritism, you know, and, you know, which is another kind of abuse of favor. But that God wants us to, like, totally, like, be open with ourselves and why we even have favoritism on other people. We have to do that as parents with our children. Why do we favor one person over another? I really believe favoritism is a kind of sin. God loves everyone, and he puts a destiny in everyone. And we just have to go to the Lord as parents for our children and to see for our children as to what, you know, how the Lord wants us to relate to them as parents. You know, what kind of experiences does he want us to give our children so that we can properly rear them according to, you know, his direction and his spirit. But, you know, this is something that the Lord is going to be releasing in the body of Christ for even new parents, I really believe. In a minute, I'm going to give my husband the phone if he wants to, or I should say the mic, if he feels the need to share. But maybe you can pray into this afterwards as we get closer to the closing of the show. And so we have 21 minutes left. But, you know, this is such a thing that God so much wants to heal the body of Christ. And first of all, the ability to, you know, the need to get always one, you know, to be hungry for that approval from man and not God first. And also for the other ones that want to promote because they have an agenda or they are afraid, they have that fear factor of stepping out and just giving people that they don't really know a word because of the love of the Lord, you know. We have to, from, you know, on both sides, have to really, you know, trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. So as I was praying, the Lord said, it's just not me that felt overlooked during that time the word was given. It was other people, and it wasn't anything bad that the leader was doing. The leader wasn't doing anything bad. It was just the response of the people to the word, to the ministry at that time. So I just want to say that, you know, leaders may not even be aware that this is going on because they are doing God's will. They are walking in love, but it's the response, you know, it's how it's, the word is being received that, you know, is you know, the soil, you know, of how the seeds are being planted. And so, you know, I had to discern what was going on because my, you know, like, out of the clear blue, because I wanted to be there. I appreciated the leadership, you know, I pray for the leadership all the time when I don't go to the Bridge Church or Streams Ministry event. So I knew I was called to be there. But then when I was getting this mixed emotion signal, I'm like, what is going on? So we prayed, and the Lord revealed that to me. He's going to get me good. And, you know, also he was also, you know, it was a need that the body had at the time. And so that night after I prayed, the Lord gave me a dream of children being abused and, you know, being sold into sex slavery and everything. And it was like his emotions for that were linked to the emotions of people being overlooked, and these were also kids that were being overlooked in extreme. And I didn't even have that on my mind. And I woke up, my heart was so heavy. I didn't even know if I could go to the conference. I'm like, oh, my Lord, so heavy. So I consulted the prayer team at the Metro Westbridge Church. I followed the protocol that was given to us when in the handouts at the beginning of the conference. And they began to pray with me, too. I don't know if anything was going on at the hotel that we're staying at. I don't want to name the hotel. It wasn't the Crown Plaza, that's all I can say. But it was another hotel near there. And it was so vivid. I saw the parents of these children. I saw the children being held up at knife point, the innocent children. I saw the parents feeling deceived because I guess apparently in this dream they thought that the kids were in good hands, I suppose. That's all I could say. But they weren't. And it was like the Lord just, it was just like a, it just was a mountain intercession. So when I went there, they prayed over me, you know, they prayed with me for the situation. Then they got a confirmation that they thought that it was a real situation, and they were rested. They were also continually interceding for the situation that I had a dream about. But in the other, you know, the same day, in the afternoon session, you know, a lot of people that were children felt overlooked and carried that into the adulthood. There was a word that went out by John Thomas that you know, he said, you know, he called up the ministry team, the prophetic ministry team, which was different from the intercessory team, and they were, he basically released them to, you know, pick out people, well, you know, to minister to. And I'm thinking, oh, here we go again. I'm like, okay, Shirley, stop. And I, you know, and all of a sudden, one of the people, I believe it was John Dubé, that the Lord had, told for her to come on the team to John Thomas was, it wasn't John. It was somebody else. It was the other person. John didn't minister to me, but it was another lady. And she asked all those who ever felt overlooked to stand up. Overlooked by God, overlooked by whenever they go to conferences and the word of knowledge goes out, you know. And I didn't stand up right away. I noticed that everybody else stood up. Both of the room stood up. I'm like, that's why I was feeling that way, because I was picking up, you know, what was on people's hearts. I was discerning. And I'm like, wow. I said, I guess I feel included on this one. So I stood up myself. and Jesus ministered the Father's heart to everyone, you know. And just surprisingly, a lot of people in the back didn't stand up. It was the people like, think in the middle gone up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they got them anyways. They, you know, they ministered to the ones that were sitting in the back as well. But anyways, and then I thought, wow, this is great, you know. This is the Lord getting me good, but, you know, at least I'm not like, I don't stand out like a sore thumb about this. And he still was able to deal with me. So I thought. So everybody sits down, and all of a sudden, Pastor John Thomas calls me by my name because I introduced myself to him other times, you know, not Facebook, but also other times that we go to other events. And so he said, Dr. Shirley, I'm looking at my house, I'm like, did he just call me? By this time, I'm feeling so small because, first of all, you know, we had this ministry online and we had to do television, radio. And I don't feel like, you know, we're just doing it. We do this for my daughter's bedroom. We turned it into a studio. And it is, you know, a full functioning studio, you know, online studio. And we have like a scenery and things like that. And we do online schooling and everything else. We do online. We have free online school and Ning Network. And that's not what this show is all about. I'm not, you know, promoting that. But I'm just letting you know, we just do things. And I'm a bus driver, and I am in the process of writing a book, but I don't think that it's a grant, you know, it's like not like a mega ministry. It's just who we are. We just flow from who we are in the Lord. And yeah, at this point, I was like, when he called me as Dr. Shirley, I'm like, just call me Shirley, and with small ass. And this time I'm like blubbering because just called me up, you know. And I mean, he had some things, wonderful things to say. And only, you know, and he heard from the Lord because he was saying things that it was only a dialogue only between me and the Lord. And also, you know, every once in a while I would share a little bit with my husband about some of the dialogue I would have. But, you know, he went to the historical, like, in a good way, not, you know, he didn't expose anything, any of my situations that, you know, that happened to me, but he was more like, you know, gently, you know, going through some of the stuff that, you know, acknowledging in the Holy Ghost what I went through and how God was there, and, you know, and he's bringing me into, he's received the offering, and it, you know, and he's been there, he's wept with me, a lot of stuff, you know. And I'd like to get that CD. I really need to hear that again. So, Jeff, honey, remind me. And if you know, if it's clear enough, I can put it on another broadcast. We have 12 minutes. But I want to, you know, I think next week we can talk more about this because I really believe that there are other people that are feeling overlooked, and I'd like to be able to pray with you all. And so maybe we can do a live broadcast and have people call in that feel overlooked, you know, that felt overlooked. And we would, you know, we would just pray peace upon you and release a blessing. And John Thomas, God used John Thomas to release a blessing on me so I can, you know, can go further in ministry. And that's what I actually needed. I think that's what a lot of people need. They don't need to, you know, it looks like they might want attention, but people just need to understand that God was with them in the dark night of the soul or spirit, or both, and how, you know, he will not leave them abandoned. He will not forsake them because he is faithful, and he will, you know, be in the ministry and in of transformation and restoration. Of all things, this is what the Father wills for all His people, and people shouldn't feel even slighted. They need that extra encouragement. You know, like I said earlier, the ministry of encouragement is something that is lacking in the body of Christ, but it doesn't make the body of Christ a bad place to be. But, you know, that's something that God Himself is going to release in a greater way. More people, you know, he's going to release more people to desire that ministry of encouragement, because a lot of people, you know, they want to be used in the major gifts of ministry, of healing and different things like that. And in the gift of healing, there can be that element of encouragement. There can be that, you know, the element of the encouragement with even in the prophetic, but, you know, even in the teaching. So, you know, the gift of encouragement can come across, you know, every gift, and it should be encouragement plus the gift. And we have 9 minutes left. I didn't realize it was going to continue to go on and on and on, but this is something that's on God's heart, and many people are afflicted by this this the curse of feeling overlooked. You know, the forefathers that have gone before us, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What I like in watching, because I actually, when I read, I actually see the story come before my eyes. It's like a moving vision. So when I read those stories, and I actually see what's going on in spirit, what happened before the passing of any particular, you know, of any one of those patriarchs, they always extended a blessing to the firstborn, or, you know, somebody that God, you know, would have favor on. And it was what they needed to carry on the mission and vision of the father, the forefather. And I really believe that because we live in such a fatherless generation, and we haven't had those good examples, there is a hunger to receive, you know, for the people of God to receive that that blessing to go forward into their destinies. And I really believe that is primarily a function of when the Lord raises up a leader to give a word of knowledge to the participants that go to the conferences. Not that, you know, we want to make an idol of those conferences, but the conference gatherings, you know, it's a family of God getting together, you know, to receive teaching, to receive correction, to receive a blessing, you know, to continue to go forward in the journey that He calls us to, the journey of faith, the journey of life. So, well, you know, we have about 7 minutes remaining, and I just want to just give the mic to my husband, and, you know, he's either going to pray, I don't know what he's going to do, only God knows, it's going to do through him. But now it's time to give him the mic. So here is Dr. Jeff Cannon. Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Shirley. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you've never overlooked any of us. And we just ask you to let us know more and more of your presence. Teach us what it means to have you as our Father and God. We thank you, Jesus, for showing us the Father by being here on earth, showing us the face of the Father when we look on you, and the pictures and drawings of faith that are expressed in the world to bring people closer to the Father and closer to you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for completing the work that you started in us, for always willing to complete the work you've started within us. Yes, the work you've started within us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be recreated, and we shall renew the face of the earth. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, our twofold mission was to take dominion and renew the earth. Lord, when mankind was first created, that was our primary commission. Then we were sidetracked by the fall from grace and mercy. And now, in Jesus, that grace and mercy has been restored. So the plan has been restored in a different degree. Rather than creatures, we are now sons and daughters of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that change in relationship, which restores us through the blood of Jesus, restores us through his life, death, and resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. Go forth, Holy Spirit, in the power of your might, and send forth your spiritual gifts to the listeners who are hearing this now and who will hear this on archives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless all who listen to this today, Lord. Bring to fruit the work you began in them when they were saved. Bring to fruit your holy life within them. Give them a transformed character, Lord, one character element at a time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we have four minutes left, and I just wanted to add to that prayer that, Lord, those that are listening to this broadcast, those that you have appointed to listen to this broadcast on this day and or in any other day, that, Lord, that you would minister to them tenderly in the night season. You would surround them with your love, and you will surround them with words of encouragement directly from heaven or to people, Lord, that you've called to come around them in the ministry of encouragement. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would just dig deep down within their spirit, dig deep down within their hearts, and in that secret place, love on them. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And we have about 3 minutes left, and I'm going to just end with a song. I'm not going to sing it, but this will be a song by Brian Durkison. Father, I want you to hold me, and we ask that you would just hold your people right now. And so in about a half an hour, stay tuned for Faith Talk by Prayer. We're going to talk about the Chernobyl Children's Project. Okay.
Bye.